Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
55420.
Thank you. You said it was 55420?
Yes.
Thank you. May I have your first and last name, please?
Cordell Wiseman.
Thank you, and that'll be one moment as I do see if I can locate that. And so that can see if I've located the correct account. Could you verify the address we'd have on file?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I see this charge up on that, and I don't know what it's for, who is with. Can you tell me what company this is?
Well, I do apologize. However, I do work for a call center that services over 400 different companies, so I would have to have the account pulled up and verified before I would know which one you're calling in for.
Okay. So what you need from me?
Yes, I would need to verify the address we'd have on file.
111 West 90th Street. It's Bloomington, Minnesota, 55420.
Thank you. I am showing that there would have been either an email, an ad, or a survey that would have been participated in. And that would have led to the chance at a contest for a prize such as an iPad, an iPhone, or a vacuum. And it would have stated in the terms and conditions that by doing the contest, you would be signing up for the meal plan by Tub.
I have no idea what that is.
May I ask, did you do the contest for a prize?
I didn't do a contest, no prize. That's why I was surprised to see this on my account and what it is. I have no idea what it is.
So since you're stating it was not you that did the contest, I would need to get you over to our fraud department, as they would be the ones that would be able to assist you.
Okay.
I really do want to thank you one more time for your patience. That is taking me one moment.
Okay.
Okay, and you will hear some brief music, and then you